him.
Uh-oh. She got dirt, and she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Big Reg, and for Jenny Boom Boom, and DJ Michi's here with me.
What up, what up, what up?
What up? We got to congratulate Missy Elliott.
Yes, yes, congrats.
Missy Elliott, she's getting the Video Vanguard Award.
Okay.
Well, the original name of it is the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award from MTV, from the MTV Video Awards.
Yep,
she's getting that. They said that her contribution in a music landscape is just undeniable.
Absolutely.
And they said her creative vision across production, performance, and songwriting is unmatched, and that she deserves it.
Well deserved.
Well deserved. And she's going to perform for the first time in 16 years at the MTV Awards.
That's what's up. It's overdue. She should have been got it.
Yeah, for sure.
In my opinion.
Yeah, shouts out to Missy Elliott. She brought a lot of creativity to hip-hop.
Yeah, she has some of the best music videos, I think, hands down.
Yeah, I think she was like I think her and Busta Rhymes was like right there with the creativity in her videos. So shouts out to her.
Mm-hmm.
And, awesome. Go ahead.
Your boy Fabulous, man, he out there, he posted some pictures. So, you know, we talked about a couple weeks ago that, you know, I guess TMZ was trying to say he got caught up. You know, he was out with some mystery lady, and then he came back and said
that
he was at a Mexican restaurant, I guess on a...
People be getting these business meetings mixed up, man.
I think he said it was a meeting with a school teacher or something like that.
Yeah, it was some type of meeting.
At a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Some nachos and some chips and all that on the table, but, you know. So, yeah, he came out and said that, you know, him and Emily is still doing their thing. They're still making it happen. Everybody was saying that's a lie because Emily was posting, you know, pictures of her out on vacation. You know, her chilling out, having a hot girl summer. But Fabulous, he came today. He just posted a picture of them on a date night. So I got the pictures up, hot937.com. They was in the booty club, man.
I mean, you can have a hot girl summer and still have somebody.
Of course.
Now, Meg Thee Stallion got Moneybag, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B got Offset. They having a hot girl summer. I mean, there's a lot of y'all out there having a hot girl summer, but ain't got nobody. Now, y'all got to watch what you do.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, just because she out on vacation by herself chilling, well, her girls don't mean they not together.
I mean, her captions was a little cryptic. You know, they said some things.
She was upset at the time.
Yeah, probably.
She was upset, but they posted pictures.
Yeah.
Hopefully they still together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the song Chopper Style came out years ago.
Yes.
And, you know, some DJs still play. Craig's still playing in the club.
Yeah.
The song is still hot. And, Cardi B used it, French Montana, and they're being sued, along with Master P.
Okay.
Because the person who made the beat, his name is DJ JMK.
Okay.
He's suing everybody who used it, the City Girls included, because they used it for Twerk.
Twerk.
They used it, so he want to get paid for everybody for... misappropriated many of the recognizable and key protected elements of his work.
Wow.
So he's suing for copyright infringement.
He sat down with somebody for that one.
he did.
That sounds great.
He did. The song came out in 2000. It took him 19 years to say, you know what? Maybe I should do something about this.
You know, that key is a little off, so let me go sue them.
He's just listening like, you know what? That sound like Chopper. All right, and the craziest man in the NFL, according to me.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott.
Mm.
So he was offered $30 million a year by the Dallas Cowboys, which would make him one of the top five highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yep.
And he turned it down.
For what?
He turned down $30 million. I'm a Cowboy fan, and I'm going to tell you right now, he ain't worth $30 million.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
He's not that good. Now, I'm going to let you know, Matthew Stafford, $29.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins, $29 million. Okay, well, he's probably better than Kirk Cousins. Andrew Luck, $27
million. Yep.
Tom Brady, $27 million. Raised up to $29 million. We know he's nowhere near that.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, $26 million. Russell Wilson, $26 million. Dak, take that $30 million run like the house is on fire.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what? And he said he's betting on himself. He's going to have a better year this year.
Okay.
And he's going to get his money.
Where?
I don't know. He's probably going to rob a bank. I beg to differ. That. Take that $30 million and run. That's it for the Dirt Report. DJ Craig G's coming up for the ride at 5. We got tickets for you to check out Meek Mill and Future. Keep it.